Topic number 11, man and nature. Climate is the condition of the atmosphere, which is characteristic for a certain place on Earth. Weather is a contemporary state of the atmosphere, it often changes. We can identify the following main types of climate: tropical, dry, warm temperate, cold temperate, and cold. During a year exchanges four seasons: spring, summer, autumn and winter. 1. Spring. Spring is a beautiful season. Nature, the trees and forest animals awakes from its long winter sleep. All the landscape turns green and birds start flying around and small animals are born. Soon in gardens the first flowers. Basic features of spring: there is more sunshine and the weather becomes warmer than in winter. The snow melts. Nights get shorter and days get longer. Flowers and trees bloom. For example, snowdrops, dandelions, daffodils. Birds return from the south. People start working in the garden. We have Easter holidays. 2. Summer. Summer is the warmest season of the year. The temperature is mostly high. The days are longer and nights shorter than in winter. Basic features of summer: everything is green. Birds sing. The sky is mostly blue. Sometimes there are storms. It means there is crash of thunder and a flash of lightning. We don't have to go to school in summer. People travel on holiday in summer and they visit foreign countries. They go to the sea or to the mountains. 3. Autumn/fall. Autumn is a season full of colors. The leaves get yellow, red and brown and fall down. The days are shorter and nights longer than in summer. The weather gets colder and it is usually cloudy and foggy. Basic features of autumn: it is the season when the leaves on the trees change their colors. At the beginning of autumn the weather is usually still nice and warm. We call this period Indian summer. The fruit ripens and people pick it from the trees. Later days become shorter, weather gets colder, the wind starts blowing. The trees shed their leaves and it rains a lot. Mornings are foggy and there is more frost. Birds fly to the south. 4. Winter. Winter is the coldest season when the temperature is below zero. There is a lot of snow in the mountains. The trees are bare and the whole landscape is covered with snow. Basic features of winter: it starts snowing and freezing, and the wind is icy. People can do winter sports, such as skiing, snowboarding and ice skating. In December the Christmas time comes and people buy presents to each other. Weather. During the year the weather changes a lot. It can be sunny, it can rain, snow, it can be overcast, or it can freeze. The weather influences many aspects of our lives. It influences: 1. What we wear. When the weather is nice and warm, people wear t-shirts, shorts or skirts. On the other hand, in winter, when the weather is cold and when it's freezing, people wear warm clothes. For example, jumpers, coats, gloves, scarves and so on. When it rains, people must take an umbrella or a raincoat. 2. Our mood. The weather can influence our mood a lot. When the weather is nice and the sun shines, people feel better, they are happy and they smile more. On the other hand, when the weather is bad, especially in autumn and winter, it rains a lot, it's foggy and cloudy and the days are short, people are melancholic and depressed. Statistics say that in autumn and winter there are more suicides than in summer. 3. Our health. Some people are very sensitive to weather changes. When the weather changes, their health becomes worse or their body hurts. For example, their eyes or bones hurt, they have a headache. Especially older people complain about the pain when the weather changes because their body can't adapt to the weather changes so quickly. When we talk about environment, we can talk about several problems: acid rain, the hole in the ozone layer, the greenhouse effect or global warming. Our life is dependent on three elements: the air, the water and the land. 1. Air pollution. It's the biggest problem in big cities where there are many factories and a lot of traffic. It's caused by smoke, dust, emissions, exhaust fumes. It later causes the acid rain and the greenhouse gases. Acid rain is when chemicals mix with water and clouds and make acid rain, which damages buildings, kills trees and pollutes the soil. 2. Water pollution. It's caused by the households and agriculture. We use detergents, fertilizers, pesticides and other chemicals. The water pollution can also be caused by big cargo ships and tankers. They can cause a catastrophe. For example, the oil can get into ocean and kill fish and plants in the ocean. 3. Soil/land pollution. It can be contaminated by chemicals or by individuals. We throw out our rubbish and so on. Greenhouse effect. Because of pollution, there are more and more gases in the atmosphere and temperatures get higher. It causes that it will get hotter and then ice on the poles will begin to melt. Level of the sea will rise and there will be floods in flat coastal areas. Greenhouse effect causes the global warming. Global warming causes big changes on the Earth. The temperature of the atmosphere rises. The level of the oceans rises. The glaciers melt, which may cause floods. The number of very hot days can increase. This has an effect on the climate changes and the changes in the ecosystem. These changes can affect people's health because we will have to change food and we can have health problems. For example, the ultraviolet radiation causes the skin cancer, different allergies and eye damage. The weather patterns change in many countries. For example, the weather in the cold countries gets warmer and in hot countries it can get colder and there can be even snow. Global warming can cause droughts. Some species of animals become endangered or extinct. They can die out. Changes on the Earth may cause more tornadoes, earthquakes, floods and droughts. Natural disasters. Catastrophes are, for example, earthquake, hurricanes, floods and so on. 1. Earthquake. Vibrations are produced inside the Earth. This moving of earth plates can destroy or building and kill many people, not only in epicenter. 2. Hurricanes. The greatest storms on Earth. It's a hot air which move with unbelievable speed and destroy everything what is in his way. 3. Flood. It's a wild water which occur when our in country a lot of rains. The level of water rises and rises, then rivers get out of their way and this water can destroy houses, gardens and everything what is near the river. Protecting of nature. The national parks and natural reservations provide protection. They are also ecological organizations such as Greenpeace, which organize campaigns and many activities to explain people how dangerous pollution is, that they shouldn't destroy nature. There are people who are interested in future of the Earth. For example, in summer there were big concerts in big cities in the world, during the Day of Earth. Many singers sang here and helped to inform public about global changes and to save money for it. Importance of plants. The main importance of plants in our lives are that they take in carbon dioxide that we breathe out and in place they let out oxygen which we breathe in. Without plants we would run out of oxygen and die very quickly. This applies not just to us humans but to all animals as well. They are also the source of food for animals. Endangered animals. The most endangered species are rhinos, tigers, pandas, whales, turtles, chimpanzees, gorillas, polar bears and so on.